This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Stop. Have a time.
I haven't heard that music in too long. Welcome back. Patrick Hammer joining Sal Capaccio, Joe DiBiase here on the Wester Hotline. Friday, welcome in. Pat from, of course, Channel 2 meteorologist. And, well, you had a busy morning.
Oh, my goodness. It was a rock and roll show from about, 5 a.m. until, 6:30 with some storms that rolled through. You would not have believed, guys, we have these sky cameras that look over Lake Erie. And the lightning that was taking place was just insane. And then it looks like they moved through and were relatively, they moved through and packed a punch. But all in all, it was generally, tame. But yeah, they were pretty potent as they moved through.
Did you come through pretty quick too, right? I mean, it was going on for a while and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we thought. It was going to be a quick hitting situation where the storms rolled through and then now they're halfway to New York City. I mean, they're moving through the Finger Lakes and about to get to Albany and Syracuse and they're done. So we're going to see a beautiful day today. In fact, with a lot of sunshine coming through, but yeah, that rain is done, but it was pretty wild this morning.
Was that not am I over-exaggerating it if I say I don't remember ever seeing a lightning storm where the lightning was that frequent, where it felt like it was every 3 seconds?
No, that was pretty, that's not uncommon. When you get, well, first of all, let's talk about what these storms did before they got here. They were producing tornadoes in Wisconsin and in and around Chicago with major severe weather. So if this line of storms had moved through this afternoon, this would be a very different deal. But they kind of ran out of gas once they got here, which we expected. When storms fire in the morning, you know, you're dealing with a quarter tank of gas versus a full tank, if you think about the atmosphere having any energy left. So they were, they produced a lot of lightning, some gusty winds and heavy rain, but then they left. Before, though, they had a far worse attitude when they were in Illinois and Wisconsin. So they were a little calmer by the time they got here. But because they were so strong initially, that's what led to that crazy lightning that you saw this morning, which was just like constant.
Pat, we brought you on to talk a little bit about the Bills schedule. Now, it's not that sexy with, different places to go. It's all eastern cities, so right. I imagine we're going to get a lot of the same. But before we do that very quickly, just on the weather here, maybe it's going to get a little chillier again, I guess, relative to the time of year. We're playing in the Par for a Purpose on Monday. Joe and I are down in Ellicottville. It looks like it's only going to be maybe about 59, 60 degrees that day, Joe, a little bit chilly for golf. And I'm looking long range. When are we going to get back to maybe having some seasonable warmer weather to get out there, play golf, have the kids enjoy baseball, that kind of stuff?
I'm thinking the 4th of July. I'm feeling good about that. No, here, yeah, I will say I think the flip to more constant summer comes, and it probably does so, but it may have to wait until June, unfortunately. So here we are mid-month. Today is going to be a nice day, and it's going to be warm. It's going to be it's going to feel a little summery today. Tomorrow, we get some showers around, especially midday. Next week is a cool week, 50s to low 60s all week long. Monday and Tuesday, the weather looks dry. So for the golf tournament, it looks fine. It's just going to be, you know, early spring golf or fall golf. But then things take a turn Wednesday, Thursday. It starts to get damp. We might even have a rain to deal with later Wednesday into Thursday, temperatures in the 50s. And that sets us up for Memorial Day, which, if anything, it does not look hot. That's the one screaming message that we've seen for a while. Can't guarantee. I mean, there may be some showers around, but it's going to be very, you know, 60s and maybe some showers through the weekend. So now, not all weekend. It's a long way out, but just for your Friday through Monday, there could be some showers around next weekend.
Pat Hammer, chief meteorologist, WGRZ, is with us. So looking at the Bills schedule, Pat, for you, what jumps out? Like, one of the first things I saw was that I want to do the Miami trip. I'm hoping to do it this year. And seeing that fall November 9th so that it won't be a billion degrees, I hope, is pretty good. But what jumped out to you?
Oh, November 30th on, 100%. You've got a stretch of games to end the season that are all outdoor. I believe they're all outdoor, I think. Yes, and they're all in cold weather cities. All of the games are pretty much close to home. Pittsburgh. Oh, no. Well, the games, you've got Pittsburgh. You've got, you're at Cleveland. You're at New England. Of course, you have the Bengals here. You have the Jets in Philly here. But you have that stretch of games where the door is open for cold and maybe even snowy weather at any of those places.
That's amazing.
So that was the thing that jumped out at me, was just that the third chapter or the fourth chapter of the season being exposed to cold weather.
Joe already looked at Charlotte going down to play golf that weekend. We're talking, what, high 60s, Joe, maybe around that time of year in Charlotte? Is that what you saw?
Yeah, you tell me, Pat, like, what's good to look at for that? Because I looked at both what, like, you know, the it's just one of the, what these apps will tell you, and like what the average temperature is in that climate for that time of the year. But then also, you know, what it's been recently, and like, you know, the last 3 years, it's going to, you might get a lot different results than the last 10 years.
Yeah, I would say late October is pretty sweet. I think that looks like a good time of the year to be down there. You're out of the tropical season pretty much, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. I think it's going to be very comfortable. The humidity is pretty much gone. So I think you could not have maybe picked a better weekend for a Charlotte trip. And if you want golf involved, which something tells me you do, this is a pretty stellar trip. I would say October, November are pretty safe down there. So looking good for that. And like you said, the Miami game, I'm just glad it's not the third week of the season like it was a few years ago when, you know, we were dropping like flies in the extreme heat.
I think it's the perfect time.
Yeah,
I think it's the perfect time. I mean, it's early November. You get out of the little, you know, it starts to get a little chillier here. It's a Sunday 1 o'clock game to enjoy, not too hot down there, like you said. People can enjoy a weekend. It's not like a Thursday night game last year where, well, if you want to go down there, you got to, you know, it's midweek, take off work, those kinds of things. I think it's perfect. And then 2 weeks later, a Monday night game in Houston. What do we look like in Texas and Houston in mid to late November?
Well, I was in Houston last December, and we had like tornadoes. Now, that doesn't my point is that the winter season in Houston can be lovely and comfortable, but you are exposed to active weather down there as well. I would much rather be, though, in Houston in November versus September, October, or September. I was also in Houston last summer when it was 114, no joke. And there's nowhere to escape the heat. It's just hot and it's humid. November sounds pretty much ideal to be down there. So the timing of some of these hot, you know, Atlanta, is that a good time? You know, as you said, Houston, Miami, these cities that could be really, really uncomfortable, we're hitting those at good times.
Last thing for you, Pat. Are we, is it, like, trends for, like, winter? Is it too early for that? Or is that info start coming in?
This is a conversation I have with you guys, like, as we're leading up to the season.
Yeah.
And by the way, we calculated this. The season starts in like 16 and a half weeks, which means we have a full football season until the start of the season. It's a good way to think about it. And I think by then we'll have a better look at the winter. I mean, just going to be honest with you, if I were to tell you what I think the winter is going to be like, that's, grabbing at darts here. Little too early to tell. I think the summer is going to certainly, though, take a turn. You did ask this. After this lousy or coolish Memorial Day, come June, summer hits, and it may last a while.
You can definitively say, though, we're 100% done with snow now, right? Right.
Okay, I will say that. I would not rule out, though, next week, here, parts of the state, the highest peaks of the Adirondacks,
okay,
next week could see some flakes. I know, it's crazy. We might even have a little frost around here next week. Patchy. Nothing that's going to, you know, freak you out. But, we're done with any snow around here. But I think we've got a good summer to come. We just might have to wait to June 1st.
All right.
Okay.
Pat's declaring snow over. I'm taking that to the bank right now. Frost, maybe. Snow, no.
The one thing that I can say with dependability that you can take with you, yes.
Okay.
Right. No more snow in late May.
All right. We'll let you get out of here. Thanks, Pat, again, for jumping on and giving us some insight, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye, guys.
Pat Hammer on the Western Hotline, Chief Meteorologist, Channel 2. Again, we had a crazy storm this morning. Man, there's some good videos on it. There's a video, actually, Pat tweeted out, I think, the video of the lightning over Niagara Falls as it's like rapid, like coming in. So if you slept through it, check out some of the, there's some good videos on it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Want to power rank some quarterbacks?
Yeah, I was just going through that here, actually. Man, this is tough. This is tough.
Let's do
You're
going
to make some people mad because I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. I think this guy could be like, I could put ahead of him. And let's do it, man. Power rank some Bills.
All right.
Opponent quarterbacks. I think we have to figure out first, what are we doing with the Saints, the Steelers, and the Browns?
I think we should figure out who we think the most likely starter is, and then that's the person we'll put in the ranking. So let's go in order of them. New Orleans, would we agree Tyler Shuck is the most likely?
Yes.
Okay. For Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph, just because he's on the roster, or do you think Rodgers should be the name because it's so tough, right? Like, is he just not going to play? I mean, I guess he can play for New Orleans.
As I sit here right now, I still think it's Rodgers, but
okay.
I mean, we have no indication that's actually going to happen.
You want to make it Rodgers, though? Do you think right now it's more likely Rodgers plays that game than Rudolph?
And it's late in the year though, Joe. I don't know. You know?
It's tough.
What do you think?
Let's do it as though it's Rodgers. I think it'll be a little more interesting if we do it if it's Rodgers anyway.
Okay. I agree. That's good.
And then finally Cleveland, which good luck. Cleveland should be Flacco, Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. We had a Cleveland guest on a couple weeks ago that said don't be stunned if Deshaun Watson plays a couple games at the end of the season. I mean,
my goodness.
I don't know.
I've had two different Cleveland people I've talked to in the media who've tried to handicap this.
Okay.
One said it's going to be Joe Flacco because he's the veteran. Another said it's no way it's Flacco. It's either going to be Sanders or Pickett.
Are you saying for week one or for that Bills game?
For week one.
For week one. Okay. By the time they play in week 16, aren't they on to one of the rookies? Don't you think?
Yes, I think that sounds more likely, and I would say Sanders.
All right, let's make it Shedeur Sanders. So we'll go Tyler Shuck for New Orleans, Aaron Rodgers for Pittsburgh, and Shedeur Sanders for the Browns. All right.
Okay, and just so we're clear here, we have also Penix for Atlanta, obviously, right?
Yep.
And Fields for the Jets. I don't think there's any others in here we have to think about. Okay.
All right, let's work from the top down. So we'll start at number one.
And there's clearly a top three, I think, depending on what order you want to put them in. Right. And that is Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow.
Yes. Okay. And, you know, am I, how much trouble am I going to be in if I want to put Jackson 1, Mahomes 2? Is that crazy?
I don't know. I mean, there's people who get pretty mad. I mean, but, you know, some people will be happy about that. I mean,
right now, who are you?
Let's get some help from the bullpen. What do you guys think? If we have rank these three quarterbacks as far as the Bills' opponent quarterbacks, like toughest quarterbacks they'll face. Rank Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow, top three. Because we're not taking any of them out of the top three.
Yeah.
How would you do it?
That's the other thing. I think, especially in a regular season game, I am more fearful of Lamar Jackson than I am Patrick Mahomes. I'll say it.
Okay.
Maybe in a playoff game, I'd have.
I might say Joe Burrow even here could be number one. To be quite honest, I'm not kidding.
All right. Do you want to do it? You want to put Burrow number one?
Look at the.
We're gonna yell that if we put Burrow
number one. The chat is coming in. We at the first four have Burrow number one.
Wow. I mean, that is respect on Burrow. Burrow has beaten the Bills, and the Bills haven't beaten Burrow. They have not had answers for him. Whereas, listen, Mahomes, it's not in the playoffs, but you have seen the Bills do well against him in the regular season. And then Jackson, I think, is consistently the best of these three in the regular season, but he's also the one the Bills have had the most success against, right? They force him into mistakes almost every time they play. So I'll say, should we go Mahomes then, just to do it?
I think Mahomes, you have to put the respect in the name of everything that's happened.
All right, we'll put Mahomes number one. Let's put Burrow.
I don't think it's wrong to put Jackson number two if you want. He was the MVP 2 years ago. He had a very good case last year.
Yep. All right, we're gonna put him number two, and we're gonna put Burrow number three.
Okay.
That's the top two.
I think it is clear. We I want everybody to know it could clearly make a case for any of these three in any order. I think.
I agree. The first good question of this is who's number four, because there's a top tier,
right.
And then number four, which I feel personally like Jalen Hurts is probably the right name to put here. Super Bowl champion. We know he's a great athlete. Sure, he might be a little limited with some things with his arm, and he's got the best roster around him, which helps him look great.
I could get with this. Yep.
Because who else? I mean, this will be the next question: is who else it could be?
Well, I think the next group and it depends on where you want to put Aaron Rodgers. By the way, at this point, I don't think I'm putting him this high.
Not yet for me. Nope.
I struggle between let me put Mayfield or Tua. Who am I putting ahead of the other?
Or CJ Stroud.
And CJ Stroud comes in the mix here now. That's correct. I think those are the next three on my list. I will say, I think Drake May deserves some love, but we'd be putting him too high if we put him here.
Yeah, not yet. I would say there's a potential that by the end of the season he's like in this top five. But
yes,
I'm personally a Mayfield guy. I don't know how you feel about him. Stroud had a sophomore slump, but are you projecting he'll bounce back this year? I don't know. Who do you like for number five?
I think I might put Tua here.
Tua.
I understand the health issues, but he's been really good when he's played.
He has. Are we doing this? Sorry.
I am a big Stroud guy, though. I'm a big Stroud guy.
Are we doing this? I should have clarified before. As though, like, this is the, like, playing against the Bills? Or just in general?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think that's what we did. I think that's what we've kind of done so far. So,
I guess
we'll drop Tua because of the history. Correct.
That's why. Because the Bills just own that guy. So
Stroud has to go next over Mayfield then, maybe, right?
I would say Stroud, then Mayfield.
Okay.
That's how I would go with it.
And then Tua or May?
And then
Rodgers?
It's pretty close for me. Do you lean one over the other?
Between Tua and May?
Yeah.
I just don't think you can rightfully put Drake May ahead of him yet.
All right. All right, let's
Without
put.
Seeing it.
We'll put Tua
like,
number seven.
I like
seven,
Drake May, his possibilities, but I'm going to put Tua there.
Okay, Tua number 7.
He actually hasn't played terribly against the Bills, but the Bills have Josh Allen just played so great against them.
Sometimes. He's had some good games against the Bills. I mean,
that's right.
That Thursday night game last year. Like they weren't dead, were they, when he threw that wobbly throwaway right to Jamarcus Ingram and the game was over right then and there? Like, he's had some moments against the Bills that have cost his team. He hasn't. You're right. There are other reasons
why he's played better here in Buffalo than he has in Miami against the Bills.
That's definitely true. Okay, so Tua number 7, Drake May number 8. There's a lot of potential there. Right. I feel like I would want to put him there.
Are you putting him ahead of Aaron Rodgers at this point?
Yeah,
then?
I am. I am more scared of Drake May right now in a football game than I am of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I can get down with that. Yep. Is Rodgers next, or do you have somebody ahead of him?
Well, we're remaining options, by the way. So we're power ranking the Bills' opponents at quarterback. We're halfway through. Less than that because of division games. We're through 8. Mm-hmm. Rodgers is left. Justin Fields is left. Tyler Shuck. Michael Penix. Bryce Young. Man, the Bills play some low-level quarterbacks. Like, on a ranking
Sanders.
List. Shedeur Sanders. And
all right, can we do it this way? All right, let's work from the bottom to kind of get ourselves there.
Okay,
I'm gonna put. Are you gonna put Shuck or Sanders at the bottom, or Fields, or Penix?
Not Fields for me. I mean, don't we have to put Sanders below Shuck? Maybe we don't have to. I mean, they went 3 rounds apart, but there's so much more with why Sanders probably went that late.
Right, I don't think that they anticipated Shuck to be a starter anyway. I'm gonna put Shuck below Sanders. I think
I'm in agreement with that. I think if all else is equal, Sanders is probably a better quarterback prospect. It's just there's so much extra. Sanders, though, with that being said, I think I'd want to put 15
out of 16.
Although there's not 16 quarterbacks here.
No, there's 14.
There's 14.
You want 13 out of 14.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so, I get it. Yep. I want to put Shuck at 14, Sanders at 13.
Okay. I'm into that. All right, so if we're still working our way up from the bottom, the next worst quarterback the Bills play, Fields, Rodgers, Penix. Did we like Penix last year? Penix, he made some throws. There was that one game. Was that a night game? Maybe like a big important night game where he drove them down at the end?
Yeah. He also had times where he just looked like he really needs to figure it out.
That's definitely right. Which is...
So I'm going to put him 12 here.
Okay. I'm good with that. Figuring out, by the way, he's an older prospect. He's already 25, so he better get going here.
Right. Maybe that's the wrong term to use. He had some nice moments. He had some definite he's a rookie moments.
Nope. I agree. For sure. All right. So Penix, Fields... Next, right?
But right above him, you're going to put Young ahead of Fields then, like on top of him.
I don't know. Bryce Young had, when he got back in last year,
it looked pretty good.
It was pretty good, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the coach there is fine, better than what I think they had before. I'm seeing a lot of love for the Tet McMillan fit. So they added a receiver around him. I think, man, you're really you're trying to nitpick two quarterbacks, neither of which I would say I love. But I think I would go Bryce Young is better than Justin Fields, personally. How do you feel?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boy, Fields looked good last year, and I mean, he had some decent numbers last year.
He did
when he's in Pittsburgh.
You want to put Fields above?
I think I want to put Fields here. I think I want to put Fields ahead of Young.
Okay,
personally,
I mean, he is a way better athlete.
He offers more with his legs right now. He had some nice. He kind of had a better body of work, and then you know, Young gets benched and he comes back.
Yep. Do we want to put either of these two above Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think so.
That's too far?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to put Bryce Young at 11, Justin Fields at 10, and Aaron Rodgers at number 9.
There you go.
We like this list? So I've got Mahomes number 1, Lamar Jackson number 2, Joe Burrow 3, Jalen Hurts 4, CJ Stroud number 5, Mayfield 6, Tua 7.
Yep.
Drake May at 8, Rodgers 9, yep. Fields 10. Bryce Young, yep. 11, Michael Penix, 12, Shadur Sanders, 13, and Tyler Shuck, 14.
And this is based on, A, their obviously their talent level, but also taking into account playing against the Bills, some history.
Right.
That's where Tua falls in,
right,
in this situation. And, you know, you get down towards the bottom there, Sanders and Shuck, like maybe just kind of their what we're projecting them to be, basically.
They play 4 top-tier quarterbacks, and that's it this season. Right? Like, Stroud's got to do it. Like, I think he's capable, but he's got to take a step this year. Hurts, with the roster, will be that good. Burrow, Jackson, and Mahomes are always that good. But that is it. Man, look at that. 10 quarterbacks on this list where, you know, you would expect the Bills have not just an advantage at quarterback, but a significant advantage at quarterback in each of those games. So, 803-0550, the phone number. If you disagree with anything on our list, you want to move something around, give us your thoughts, and we'll put the list out on Twitter if you missed it. Also, our pressure conversation on McDermott from earlier, and our Twitter question on what's more likely, the Bills getting a path to the Super Bowl that does not include the Chiefs, or the Bills have added enough that they're finally going to beat Kansas City in a playoff game. Get to that coming back. And 9 o'clock, Dave Buchanan on the Bandits. 9:30, Nick the Railbird on the Preakness. That's all coming up here in WGR.
How are you positioning as the Pittsburgh Steelers to get a quarterback? Beyond Aaron Rodgers, beyond Mason Rudolph, how are you positioning? The waffling has happened because you've had good enough play to always be picking 20th or lower tier, and you can't get these guys. Make no moves up in the draft. I thought Shedeur Sanders would be the pick because of a young quarterback, and maybe you hang your hat on him progressing and becoming the franchise guy. Then that was gone. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they've been waffling, and I, for the life of me, can't understand what the quarterback situation future looks like.
Marcus Spears on the Steelers, who, as we just kind of went through when we were ranking, we don't really know who the quarterback is going to be. It could be Mason Rudolph. It could be Aaron Rodgers. Those seem to be the two options. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Sal is in. And, yeah, would you project, Sal, that the Steelers are going to get their 8-9 wins again this year, even though they are where they are at quarterback? They'll just – the Tomlin pixie dust will get their –
That's what they do, right? Yeah, that's what they do. If they were have Aaron Rodgers, I think so, right? I mean, he's got it. Is Aaron Rodgers better than anybody else on their roster right now? Does he give them more of a chance to do that?
He was not the same last year, but he was still – better than what Pittsburgh has right now, I would want to say. Yeah. The thing, though, is there are things, and this is beyond with Rodgers. You know, when I say there are things that you have to take on with Aaron Rodgers, what are the things you'll think of? Well, he's got to bring all his buddies, right? He's got to bring, you know, Randall Cobb, although I think he finally retired, and all his old Packer buddies, and Alan Lazard has got to come with him, and maybe Nathaniel Hackett's got to come with him as a coach. That's what you think of. For me, though, it's more about what you have to do as an offense if you have Aaron Rodgers. The Jets last year, watching a lot of good breakdowns about how they were kind of operating, that team, when Rodgers is under center, everything's got to be super quick. They can't have any long developing plays because they can't afford him to take hits. He doesn't like doing play action. He doesn't like doing any of the pre-snap motion stuff. So it's just kind of, this is how the Jets looked last year. You line up. Everyone's in their spot. You take the snap, and the ball's out in 2 seconds, and that's basically their offense. And not to say you can do like a million more things with Mason Rudolph, but I just don't know how. I think it's tough. I think it's tough to operate a creative and diverse offense in today's NFL if you have that quarterback who is at his age and might be a little fragile to taking hits. I would want something else if I were any team in the league.
Did you see the Chargers and the Colts Minecraft videos?
I did, yes. And I did see the Colts one before they deleted it, although I'm sure you could still find it somewhere.
No doubt. It's still out there. We broke it down yesterday when Max was doing that. But one of the things we noticed in one of them, and I can't remember which one, they both play the Steelers. In one of them, They have these two, the Steelers are mining. They're mining. The Minecraft guys are mining. And then this cart comes in, another cart, and it's, I think it's Rodgers maybe, and Tomlin, I'm not sure who it is. And they're going through, and the sign says height 9'8", 9'8", 9'8", 9'8", something like that. Like the most, it was clearly a shot at what you're saying. Like this height stops at 9'8" or something like that.
Right. And I don't think they'll get to 9'8" this year. I don't. I think there is one of these years. The comparison I always make is to New England. New England, forever, everyone thought, well, as long as Belichick is there, they're at least going to have this floor. And then eventually it was, not really. The roster got bad enough, and the quarterback situation was bad enough that, no, you're going to win 4. And that happened in New England. And it has not happened to Pittsburgh yet. But I do think if they continue down this road, maybe it's not even this year, but I think eventually they have one of those seasons where it all just implodes. And honestly, a Steelers fan right now is acting like they might want that because that's how they get a quarterback.
This has been the talk kind of this last week or so about the NFL, and I've always advocated for an NFL lottery. I think that we should have an NFL lottery. What really got me there mostly, Joe, was when the Colts clearly tanked to get Andrew Luck after Peyton Manning was going to have surgery, and they didn't have a season, and they clearly said, oh, we're just going to get, you know, we're going to get Andrew Luck coming out. And yes, I think that is exactly what some fans would want, right? Have a bad season, get the best quarterback. It is not what the Steelers do, though. It's never going to be in their DNA. They're not going to go out there and try and lose, even organizationally. We all know, let's say this up front, players do not tank. Coaches do not tank. They are trying to win. Right. Organizationally, though, the organization can set a team up to make sure they don't have the best chance to win. That's what tanking would be. I saw some people saying the other day, some guy was on Twitter saying, oh, good luck telling a guy to not block who's trying to rip off your face. No, we're not saying players tank. No one does that. But organizationally, you can set a team up to not be their best. And I know that last year, the Patriots beat the Bills in that last week. And the Giants beat the Colts, remember, in week 17 or 18, which cost them. That can happen. It's not as easy to do in football. I get it. But I still think it is possible to set yourself up to be in that position, which leads me to don't incentivize losing. Get us to a lottery. We have people talking about tanking for Arch Manning next year. Whether that's the case or not, I don't know. But I do think we should get to a lottery.
How many teams, though, can you remember that have ever done it for like a full season? Because there are examples of that in other sports. I mean, we have one here, local in hockey. I mean, the Sixers did it multiple times in the NBA. You know, there are teams where that has happened. You bring up a good one on the Colts. The Colts I hadn't thought of, because that's a whole season. That is Curtis Painter is their week one starter. Beyond that, though, you know, like the Jets, remember the Jets played their way out of Trevor Lawrence. Like,
they did.
Last year, the Patriots play their way out of number one. Although I will say, they might have been trying. They didn't maybe know Joe Milton was going to be that good in the finale. Because remember, they did take Drake May out. But you know what I mean? Like, would you expect anybody this year goes into the season thinking, okay, we're gonna our plan is to be terrible because this quarterback is coming out? Maybe the Saints get there by where their circumstances are, but I feel like in football it doesn't happen as much as in other sports.
No, it's harder to do. I think for a lot of different reasons, but you're right. You just don't normally get it anyway. It's not rooted in the DNA of the people who coach or play. I'm not saying it is in these other sports, but you have these longer seasons where you know that like it's going to be a grind and all that. I don't even know if the Saints, because they have Kamara still, and there's moves team. They could make. Right, there's moves they could make. They might be the most, and they did draft Tyler Shuck. I mean, like maybe they feel like he's a guy that they can win with in the future.
Sure, yeah, that's what. If it's not them, I don't really see an obvious team where like, oh, this team is just they're going all in on the number one pick. But that can change quickly. Milton Stanhold, we'll get to you right when we come back. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. We've got Dave Buchanan coming up in 9. The Bandits are starting the NLL Finals tonight. Game 1 at KeyBank Center. We'll have it on WGR. We'll talk with Dave coming up in 9. Stay tuned. Hey, there's still an opportunity for you to get in on the WGR VIP golf card. You get 8 awesome golf experiences as golf season kicks up here. Also, been PGA Championship just getting rolling this morning. One low price of $129, you get Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink's Golf Course, Golf Dojo as well. You get a box of Vero 1 X1 golf balls from Encore, deals from Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville, and a portion of those proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details, purchase your WGR VIP golf card at getmyperks.com. To the phone lines, ranked quarterbacks this hour, Milton in Buffalo wants...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Change on it. What's up, Milton? Milton, you there? Milton going once.
What did he disagree with? Do we know?
No,
Josh,
I don't know.
Do we know what he disagreed with?
He just said disagrees. What do we think
the
he disagreed
The entire
with?
List is, I think the top three can be interchangeable. There's no doubt, right?
The top
we
three.
We talked about that. So they're interchangeable. I could make the case Joe Burrow could be number one. I think there's certainly a case there. Lamar Jackson could be number one. Mahomes we had number one, then Jackson, then Burrow. So if you want to come at us with, I can't believe you didn't put Burrow or Jackson number one. Yeah, I get it. Like, okay, you can split hairs and you could do it yourself and have it the other way. I get it. I think after that, there's a next tier. Hurts, Stroud, Mayfield, Tua. And I think that's also kind of debatable where you want to put them. And then you get to May, Rodgers, Fields, that group, right? And then towards the end. So I do think there's some ambiguity, but there are some tiers. And I think Milton's calling back here.
Yeah, we'll get to Milton here. I do wonder, if I put a poll up, what's the way to phrase it? Which quarterback do you see as the biggest challenge on the Bills' schedule? I'm trying to figure that out, because it is interesting how split I feel like everybody is. Let's go back to Milton. What's up, Milton?
I just want to switch up the list a little bit. You know, I figure like the top three is like all A1, but I'm going to go with Burrow as the number one because we never beat him. And every time we play him, I'm always scared. This man completes like all of his passes.
Yeah.
And I got to put CJ Stroud up there too. I got to put CJ Stroud up there because we haven't beat him either. You know what I'm saying? And I'd say it's due to the lack of defense that we had. You know what I mean? Hopefully they get better. I also have to put Rodgers up there because even though he's old, he's still Aaron Rodgers. And you know what I mean? He ain't that bad, you know. He's still
okay, but I'll use the reverse though. They did beat him. Well, he didn't really play. He got hurt in the first game, I guess. So no, I get it, Milton. It's there's a lot of arguments to be made here. Hey, look, I struggle with Drake May. I really like him, but I can't justify putting him too high. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's definitely nice, man. But as long as the defense do what we got to do and get on that caliber, then we'd be all right.
Yeah. Thanks, Milton, for the call. I would predict May is going to be higher by the end of the year. Like, I think, and I've said this, and I don't even think it's really that controversial, like, the next 5 years, I'm not worried about Tua. I'm not worried about anybody on the Jets right now. It's May, because there's an unknown factor there, and there's a skill set there that's impressive, and there was a very good rookie year. The athleticism, like, that is really the biggest key for me. Sal, the difference between like him and Tua is I feel like I've seen the best of Tua. And it's pretty good. But I also know it's not good enough to beat the Bills. And May, I would predict it's definitely not. I would predict it's not going to be good enough to beat the Bills. But I don't know. He could turn into one of these alien quarterbacks that makes crazy plays, you know, 20 times a year. It's possible.
He's a super good athlete.
Yeah, they just got to build it around him, and they've done a better job of that this offseason, but we'll see if they've done a good enough job of that. 803-0550, the phone number. The Bandits, looking for a three-peat. We'll talk about it with Dave Buchanan coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.